Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while the Man of Steel proceeds toward proving Sam Robbins' innocence, crooked political boss Big George Latimer learns to his unhappy amazement that Joe Martin may recover.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. Say, which would you rather collect? Model airplanes, full-color pictures of birds, or comic buttons to pin on your jacket or your beanie cap? Well, you don't have to choose between them. No, sir. From now on, you can collect all three kinds of those swell prizes. Because right in your next package of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, you'll find either a colored cardboard model of a famous fighting plane, one of seven in the great Pep air fleet, or you'll find one of 24 beautiful color pictures of birds with a full description so you can identify these birds anywhere. Or you'll find one of a grand series of 18 colored comic buttons with characters straight out of the funnies. There's one or the other of these keen prizes in every package of Pep. Just as if Pep's golden crispness and sunny flavor weren't a prize all by themselves. Why, Pep's so strictly terrific tasting that a bowl of those crunchy golden whole wheat flakes makes breakfast a regular fun feast. You get that catchy Pep flavor, and bingo, your spoon just naturally dips down on your dish for more. So for an all-round prize breakfast dish, ask Mom to get you a supply of Kellogg's Pep first thing tomorrow.
Now the adventures of Superman. Sam Robbins, a war veteran, has been accused of shooting Joe Martin, another veteran, and his best friend during a GI demonstration against Governor Wheeler, whom the veterans charge with practicing racial and religious discrimination in awarding state jobs. Although strong circumstantial evidence has been produced against Sam, Clark Kent believes he is the victim of a sinister plot by persons as yet unknown. Big George Latimer, the state political boss, who had first directed suspicion against Sam, became concerned when he learned that Joe Martin might recover and deny that Sam Robbins had shot him. And so, as we continue now, Lippy Williams, police reporter for the Metropolis Clarion, a sensational scandal newspaper, has arrived at the governor's office in response to an urgent summons from Latimer. As Governor Wheeler fidgets nervously in his chair, Big George Latimer addresses Williams. Listen.
I'll get this, Lippy. Here's the line I want you to take in the Clarion. Play it for all it's worth. Sam Robbins, a veteran, shot Joe Martin, another veteran, because he wanted to make trouble for the governor.
Now, wait a minute,
you stay out of this, please, Frank. I know what I'm doing. You follow me, Lippy?
Yeah, you said Robbins shot Martin to make trouble for the governor, but I don't get it.
Robbins figured the state troopers, whom the governor ordered to disperse the GIs, would be blamed for the shooting. It took place while the troopers were firing over the men's heads. So the rap would be pinned on Frank here, the governor. See?
Sure, I see that. But why should Robbins want to make trouble for Governor Wheeler?
Because Robbins is a foreigner. And that's what the foreigners want. To stir up a lot of trouble and then start a revolution to change the government.
Oh, you know that isn't true, George.
Will you stay out of this, Frank? Of course it isn't true. But if we make enough people believe it...
Just a minute, Mr. Latimer. You said Sam Robbins was a foreigner, but you're wrong. He was born right here in Metropolis.
So what? He's a Jew, isn't he?
Sure, but that's only his religion. That doesn't make him a foreigner.
That's what I've been trying to tell George.
What's the matter with you two? Where are your brains?
Now, look, George, I have several Jewish
Shut
friends.
Shut up. Hippie, you're doing all right on the Clarion, aren't you?
Me? Sure, I'm doing swell. Some of the boys of the newspaper club look the other way when I come in because they don't like the smell of the Clarion, but I don't care. I make more dough than most of them.
And you want to go on making that dough, don't you?
What are you driving at, Mr. Latimer?
Just this. I have a great deal of influence at the Clarion.
Sure, I know you have.
And if I wanted to have you fired tomorrow, I could.
I guess you could. So what?
So I'm just reminding you that you're here to listen to me. Not to put up any arguments.
Okay by me, Mr. Latimer. It's no skin off me what you say about the Jews or anybody else. I was just pointing out the facts.
Never mind the facts. I say the Jews are foreigners. And so are the Catholics and the Negroes. Everybody else who isn't a native-born white Protestant. That clear?
You sound like those guys who run around in sheets and hoods, but like I say, it's no skin off me. Only, what's the reason for all this, Mr. Latimer?
He wants to smear the veterans who are applying for state jobs by claiming they're led by what he calls foreigners.
That's right. By fellows like Sam Robbins, who shoot their best friend to get what they want.
Oh, so that's the gimmick. You want to get these job-hunting veterans off your neck so you can go on passing out all the soft jobs to your boys.
That's none of your business, Lippy.
Oh, that's why you
That's enough.
Oh, the governor isn't in on that, huh?
I'm not in on what? Look here. What are you two hiding from me?
Nothing, Frank.
I don't believe it. You admitted to me that you didn't see Sam Robbins pull a gun during the demonstration last night. But you told the police he did. And now Robbins is in jail. If Martin dies, Robbins will be tried for murder.
That's just the trouble. Martin may pull through. Say Robbins didn't shoot him. That's why I want the Clarion to go to town on this story. I want Robbins so dirtied up and all the other foreigners with him that even if Joe Martin does recover and says Robbins didn't shoot him, nobody will believe him.
Now, wait.
I get it. You want Robbins tried on the front page of the Clarion and condemned before Joe Martin can get into the witness box and clear him.
Now you're using your head.
I refuse to be a party to a rotten deal like that. You listen to me, George Latimer. You may have been instrumental in having me elected governor.
May have been.
All right, your political machine did elect
me. I elected you. And I can break you. Don't forget that.
What do you mean?
Just try stepping on my toes and you'll find out what I mean. Okay, Lippy. Get going. I want a story on the first page of the Clarion that'll set this state on its ear.
I'll give it to you if it's okay with my boss.
Don't worry about your boss. He'll do what I say.
I'm on my way. So long, fella.
Come into my office, Kent. I want to talk to you.
Okay, Chief.
Did you see the latest edition of the Clarion?
No, I didn't. I've been too busy. What now?
No, here. Read it.
Thanks. Joe Martin shooting a foreign plot. Radical veterans led by Sam Robbins scheme to force resignation of courageous Governor Wheeler. Well, of all the...
Go ahead. Go ahead, say it. Of all the dirty, lying, yellow journalism, this takes the cake.
Yes, it certainly does. Great Scott, Chief, calling Sam a foreigner, implying he shot Joe Martin as part of a foreign plot against our government, that'll stir up public opinion against Sam.
And against all the other veterans who want state jobs.
There's more to it than that, Chief.
What do you mean?
Well, in the first place, the Clarion is practicing an old and rotten strategy. To try an accused man in the press before his trial in court comes up. So that the public and prospective jurors are prejudiced.
I see what you mean.
Yes, and also, this looks to me like a deliberate attempt to fan the flames of religious and racial hatred. Clarion makes a great point here, the fact that Sam Robbins is a Jew and Joe Martin a Protestant.
No, I think that's only incidental.
No, I don't. Matter of fact, I think that... Great Scott.
Well, what now?
I just remembered something. Something that may be very important.
What?
Look, Chief, I was supposed to meet Ben Thompson, the lawyer we hired to defend Sam Robbins, at State Police Headquarters.
Yes?
Please call him, will you, and tell him I'll be late. As a matter of fact, I may not be there at all.
Well, why not? No, wait a minute. Where are you going?
The Clarion just gave me a lead. It may clean up this whole dirty mess before any more harm is done.
But wait.
So long, Chief. I'll see you later.
Leaving Editor Perry White shouting after him, Clark Kent hurries through the Daily Planet City room to the elevators. What is the important clue he says he has just found? We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, gang, from me to you, here's a tip. Whatever you do, give yourself plenty of time in the morning for breakfast so you don't have to rush eating your Kellogg's Pep. Why, it's so good that you want to get the full golden toasted flavor in every spoonful. Yes, sir, you don't want to skip one bit of fun of eating those crisp, catchy flakes of whole wheat. So tomorrow morning, just hitch up your chair and settle down to some mighty smooth eating with Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Is it delicate and light? Does it taste terrific? And you get a swell surprise when you see the nifty prize in each Pep package. A real surprise of a prize. Could be you'll find a model fighting plane in colored cardboard, one of seven great Pep planes you can collect. Or could be you'll find one of 24 new full-color bird pictures, with a description on the reverse side so you can identify these birds in the air. Or could be your next Pep prize will be one of 18 bright-colored comic buttons sporting a famous comic strip character like Orphan Annie or Moon Mullins or Superman himself. So start collecting all three kinds of those keen Pep prizes. Ask Mom to get you a supply of Kellogg's Pep from the grocer tomorrow.
In an American Legion post not far from the Daily Planet building, 100 recently returned veterans of World War II are holding an angry meeting. Most of them had participated in the protest demonstration at the state capitol the preceding night.
Now two of them, Eddie Kane and Bob Sloan, are on the platform. Kane holds a copy of the Metropolis Clarion aloft as he addresses his fellows.
What's cooking now, Eddie?
You all saw what the Clarion says about Sam Robbins and about us, didn't you?
Yeah.
The Clarion says Sam is a foreigner. And it says most of us who were at the Capitol last night are foreigners.
Never die!
Are we going to let them say this about us?
No!
Are we going to let them railroad Sam to the chair when we all know he didn't shoot Joe Martin? All you guys feel that way about it?
Yeah!
Okay. What are we going to do about it?
We'll do plenty.
You said it! Same thing the GIs did in Tennessee with those dirty politicians down there trying to push them around.
Now you're talking!
Wait a minute, fellas. I guess we all feel the same way about this. So I move we march down to the state police barracks, all of us, and take Sam out of jail.
Leaping from their chairs, the veterans fall into columns of four, march out of the Legion post behind Eddie Kane and Bob Sloan, and head for the barracks of the state police. Marching proudly, fully 100 grim-faced veterans march on toward the jail. And as they march, a flash of what is afoot comes over the teletype in the state capitol building and is immediately rushed to the office of Governor Wheeler, who reads it and pales. Quickly, he reaches for his telephone, dials the private number of Big George Latimer.
George, the veterans are marching on the state police barracks.
What?
Yes, I got the flash on the teletype from headquarters. They must be going to release Sam Robbins. What'll I do, George? What'll I do?
Do? Why, nothing, of course.
Nothing? What do you mean? There'll be a riot. Men will be killed.
Sure they will. That's fine.
Fine? George, are you crazy?
Not at all. This is going to work out even better than I expected.
What?
That Clarion story must have done the trick.
But George...
Listen, Frank. Use your head. The veterans are taking the law into their own hands. That proves what we said in the Clarion. That they're hotheads. Led by foreigners. Want to make trouble.
Oh, you mean...
I mean that after tonight, we'll never have to worry about these veteran punks again. Or about Sam Robbins, either. This is wonderful, Frank. Wonderful.
Chuckling, Big George Latimer, state political boss and man of hate, assures Governor Wheeler that the veterans who want only justice are cooking their own goose. And cooking it better than Latimer could ever cook it for them. What will happen at the state police barracks while Clark Kent, unaware of this latest and dangerous development, pursues a newly found clue which he hopes will clear Sam Robbins? Tomorrow's episode is swift and exciting, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comic Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, I know you know loads of famous names, so you're sure to know Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. But do you know that swell breakfast treat, Kellogg Shredded Wheat? It's delicious. You see, Kellogg picks out finest whole wheat. Toasts it to natural nut sweet goodness. Kellogg packs 15 tender plump biscuits in every package. And Kellogg sees to it that you get the grand nutrition of whole wheat in biscuits made to fit the bowl. Ask Mom to get you some Kellogg Shredded Wheat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.